What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, I'm Mark Moore. This is our show, Peace of Mind. I'm here with my co-host, my wife, Kathy Moore.
Hello.
Is it too early to say Merry Christmas, Kathy?
I don't think so.
Merry Christmas.
It's in December, so that's, I guess that's all that matters.
Yeah, so Kathy has got all of our shopping done, correct, for the most part?
I have almost everything done.
Thank you, Amazon and Von Maur.
Yes, and Walmart.
Yes, Kathy's a Black Friday shopper. However, this year you didn't do this.
No,
for sure.
I did not.
Yeah, I am not a shopper.
Absolutely not. You're not.
Yeah, unless we're shopping people's insurance rates, correct?
Yes, that's about it.
Yep.
Yes.
So today's show, I'm trying to come up with a name for it, but what I want to talk about is, you know, a lot of times people end up having a surprise when it comes to their insurance policy. Something that they thought was covered was not covered, mm-hmm. or something that they thought they would have more coverage on, they're getting less than they thought they should be getting. So,
right.
So how do we navigate ourselves through situations? It's always good if somebody understands up front about what's covered, what's limited, or what's not covered.
Correct.
So what we're going to talk about is things that we've seen over the past 26 years of my career. You know, I founded More Insurance in 1996, believe it or not. What things have happened over that period of time that have been a surprise for a customer, or, you know, quote, a customer is upset or mad with their claim or how things went, because it's very common. I've got a list here of the 15th most, I guess, if it's despised or, you know, professions that are considered, it's a Gallup poll into honesty and ethics in professions. So number 15, the least, I guess, respected profession is, guess what, real estate agents.
Hmm.
Not surprised. I love real estate agents. I don't know why that would be a problem.
Hmm.
14 is mechanics.
Huh.
What do you think about that? I mean, sometimes, you know, you think something's fixing your car and it's not.
Well, that would, yes.
We're getting lower. I can tell you insurance agents is down the list, unfortunately. Number 11 is clergy. So
that's surprising. Okay.
That's surprising. But, you know, you have scandals in different churches. This is surprising. Chiropractors.
Hmm.
I don't know why that would be. I mean,
I don't know.
I love chiropractors. Police officers. Now, that's sad that made the list. But I guess as society as a whole, that was, you know, some people do not trust the police. You know, I'm on a different camp as I respect police and law enforcement. I think we have to have rules and laws. 10 is college teachers.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
That's
mother was a professor for 50 years at Young Harris College. He started in 1963 and retired, I guess, in 03. So, you know, I'm surprised about that because the college teachers were always great. And this should say professors. It says teachers. But, you know, if you're in college, you're a professor. I may talk a little funny, but I can tell you my mom being a professor, an English professor, I do feel I've got very good writing. Really, I know how to write. My first cousin's actually an author. He writes books. But I think that, you know, that was one of my skills is actually writing. And I think my mother helped me.
Well, it doesn't help that your mother, when you send her a letter from college, that she would use a red pen and send it back
she
to you.
She did
with
do
any,
that.
With any errors on it.
Yes.
That really makes you want to write home, doesn't it?
It does. Okay, number 9 is bankers.
Hmm.
Now, I can see that because I can tell you we got a different perspective about banking back during the financial crash.
Mm-hmm.
There were things going on
here
that
locally,
we saw
yes.
locally.
To
especially,
our customers, yes.
Yeah, when the bank actually went under, I, as a warning, was warning customers when I saw a certain bank or different banks on there, I guess as a mortgagee, that their
or
loan was
holder,
probably
yes.
going to be called.
Yes.
So that's what happened. A lot of people end up losing their, you know, getting their loan called, and you get a letter where you've got 6 months come up with $500,000.
Right.
I can tell you a lot of people
can't do that.
Foreclosed. And so I can see that one. Business executives is number 8.
Hmm.
So I think that would go back into the Enron scandal.
Maybe.
You know, a lot of times you see these people making tons of money and their company's going under, and they end up getting a golden parachute to, you know, escape out of a situation where a lot of people that are working there ended up losing their 401k or whatever, mm-hmm. or profit, you know. Number seven, and this is really discouraging. We're below that, according to the survey. Loggers.
Really?
So insurance agents are considered more unethical than a logger. So that's interesting. I think there's good ones and bad ones. You know, there's a time for legal services. I think a lot of times there's frivolous things. We see them on our side of the fence.
Right.
When people are getting sued, we think is frivolous.
Or fraudulent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Number six, insurance salespeople.
Really?
Percent of people who rank them low on honesty and ethics, 38% think that insurance salespeople are low on honesty and ethics.
As a side note, for our CE, we all have to take ethics every year.
And you can't teach ethics.
And you can't teach it.
I have ethics. We have to have 3 hours of continuing education on ethics every year in North Carolina. And
in Georgia, Mark.
I've got ethics every week, twice a week at church, mm-hmm. on Wednesday nights and on Sundays. For this entry on our least respective jobs, the most untrustworthy professions in the world, we have grouped together insurance salespeople with health maintenance, organization managers who act as the liaison between citizens and hospitals in America in exchange for a yearly fee. These managers have a negative reputation because people often see them as not being accommodating enough. They also hold these managers part responsible for their position is not properly suited to the to provide the required care as managers. So I guess they're talking about health insurance as well as what we do, property and casualty.
Right, which is different.
Yes. Yeah. Number five is stockbrokers. Interesting. Down the list, advertising practitioners. Interesting. I think that we see a lot of misleading advertising, particularly right. when it comes to insurance, you know, on TV.
Yes.
It's all about the price. It's all about things that are not necessarily in your best interest.
Right.
Number three is journalists. That would go back into the...
they don't check other sources or something like that, and they print something.
Well, I think there's a lot of fake news. I do believe that.
Yes.
And I think they feed off each other. CNN feeds off Fox News. Fox News feeds off CNN because they've got, you know, dealing stories about different perspectives of things, how things happen. And there's a lot of subjectivity in that. Number two is cars salespeople. Never had one I didn't like. I've always liked the car salespeople. Mm-hmm. But I understand it's frustrating when you buy a car because there is...
People feel like they want to get a good deal and they don't feel like
You try to beat them down and you got your trade in.
And there's all these other hidden charges that we need to have this or that.
Remember the car they made us buy that stuff we didn't want to buy?
Yeah.
It was like some sort of warranty on the
interior of the car.
Yeah. Yes. And it's like, we can't buy a car unless we bought it. Like, well, I thought we could buy what we want to in America, but I guess they said they made us buy, you know? Okay, number one, Kathy, drum roll, please. What's the number one worst profession? Do you know what it's going to be?
Politicians.
Bingo. The worst profession is, as far as people untrustworthy, is your local, well, maybe not your local, but your Congress, Senate, executive branch.
And that's what's reported from where?
This is a Gallup poll.
Gallup poll.
So, okay. I mean, I don't think it's a rocket scientist to believe that that is some... untrustworthy. A lot of people do not trust politicians.
Right.
So we're number six. So a lot of people just don't like us, do they?
Well, I guess not.
And I don't think, quote, being a good person necessarily has to do, there's a disconnect between you can be a good ethical person, but you can also be a bad agent. I mean, so you've got to be both. You've got to be an ethical person plus being a good agent.
Right.
And how do we strive to be a good agent? Well, you know, we're honest. We try to be honest. We try to do what's, we always put the customer first. Mm-hmm. So, but we also have things that do come up where people are upset with insurance. Mm-hmm. Now, we said this many times.
I think
times.
The biggest thing people are upset about, like on their home, is that they think earthquake and flood are included, and those are separate.
That could happen.
Things.
That's nothing we've dealt with here.
Right.
But I think that
happened in Franklin 1 year with that big claim.
Well,
that went through.
Unfortunately, we weren't involved in that
because but I heard about it, and that's where they were very upset about that.
Yeah.
You think being in the mountains, you don't need flood insurance? They think of it as more of a coastal thing.
Amy Kitchens, our office, just went to a flood class last week, mm-hmm. and she brought us a map back. And surprisingly, the most claims filed was the Piedmont, of North Carolina, but after that was the mountains. Very, very surprising. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're winding down the first half of the show. Today we're talking about, you know, I guess insurance industry surprises. As far as, you know, reputation and surprises and what kind of things you might want to know up front so you won't be upset, hopefully, with your agent or your insurance company after a loss. This is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy. We're broadcasting on 95.1 Talk of the Mountains on our show called Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we wanted to let you know where More Insurance Services is located. We have three locations. One is in Blairsville, Georgia. We're actually in the South State Bank building on the separate wing of the building. We're right across the street from Home Depot, and we're next to the post office in Blairsville. You can come by and see Ashley and Shana and Greg and Cindy to help you with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Our second location is in Hiawassee, Georgia on Main Street. We're in the Town Trace building, the red brick building next to the hospital. You can go by and see Joanne and see if she can help you with your insurance needs there in Hiawassee. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance is located next to United Community Bank on Highway 64. We're right there. It has a green roof, and we actually are there to help you there. That's our main office, so we have a lot of folks there. So we have Mandy and Amy and Vaughn and Rose and Mark and myself. There's quite a few of us there, so please come by and see us there. All of our agents, of course, are licensed in multiple states, North Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, so they can help you there. Our other locations is Mountain Insurance. And that is a division of More Insurance in Murphy. We're next to the Arby's there on 64 as well. And you can come by and see Velda and Emily and John to check out. They're helping you out with your needs there. And then lastly, we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge in Blue Ridge, right next to United Community Bank as well. And between that and Burger King there in Blue Ridge. And you can also like us on Facebook, and you can also check us out on our website at www.more-insurance.com, and you also can request a quote.
Great. Okay. So today's show, we're talking about, you know, how do we mitigate or inoculate or educate, I guess, a customer to know what's not covered if we have a loss. Because we have situations that come arise because people find out after the loss that they weren't covered like they thought they were, or perhaps they didn't have enough coverage,
right?
Or just wasn't covered. So I've made a list here of different things to watch out for or to know about. I just went through a list before the break about being an insurance salesperson is ranked number 6 as the least, respected profession, according to this list from Gallup poll. Actually below lawyers. Fortunately, we were not as bad when it comes to reputation as a politician. But regardless, you know, I think the industry does have take some knocks here and there because people, how often do we run to somebody where the insurance company didn't pay the claim? Or I had a situation, I mean, it's pretty prevalent, right, Kathy? I mean, we go to somewhere and without wearing insurance, they're going to tell us a story about how the insurance company...
Well, I think people like to get our take on things, but like we tell them all the time, some people will try to just get the cheapest price that they can get as opposed to knowing when it's cheaper because they're also losing coverages. So it's imperative that you understand what you have on your policies and what it's covered and not covered and not find out at a time of a claim.
Yeah. And know up front, but be an educated consumer.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to do that unless you have a relationship with the agent, in my opinion.
Right.
So have a relationship with the agent. You get what you pay for.
Right.
So one thing that seems to jump out here, I guess if I had a look at one of the top one, is one of the most misleading terms that we hear thrown around. You know what it is, Kathy?
Full coverage.
Full coverage.
There's so no such thing as full coverage.
Yes. Yeah, so full coverage. So how do we spell the letter full? It's a four-letter word.
Yes.
So to me, it's a four-letter word, too.
Yeah.
Because that is one of the most, and people throw it around all the time, I want quote, full coverage.
Right.
Well, there's going to be limits on your insurance policy. Mm-hmm. There's going to be deductibles. There is no such thing as full coverage. When I hear that somebody in our office saying that, we politely correct them or say, you know, we don't like to use that term because it's misleading.
It is.
And I've had employees that we've hired that may come over from a competitor or move in the area, and they start using this term, oh, they want full coverage. That is not something we like to use, or we don't use that term in our office.
Right. But there's customers that come in and say that, and what we think is full coverage might not be what they think is full coverage. So we just try to break it down and tell them what they have and what they don't have.
That is not a good term to use.
No.
It's not a good thing to use.
I don't think so.
So I think one of the things that causes more people being upset is rental cars.
Yes.
So let's talk about you're in an accident. Mm-hmm. You caused the accident. Now your car has been towed from the accident and is a shop.
Right.
You can't use your car. People are going to say, where's my rental car?
Right.
Or when I get my rental car? That's a coverage you have to buy. You have to purchase that. We do our best to try to go through our, you know, list of customers and make sure that people have this coverage. Mm-hmm. People are very upset to find out when they have no coverage for a rental car. Mm-hmm. And moreover, maybe you have it, but the lowest limits you can buy on that is $15 a day up to $450. What kind of car can you rent $15 a day, Kathy?
You can't.
One of the ones we see this pretty prevalent is $30 a day up to $900. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I like riding the next. You remember what the next one?
I think it's 50.
Is it 50? I mean, you really can't rent a car. You know,
no, it's actually 100. 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's going to have a limit. It's going to have a day limit, and it's going to have a maximum limit that they're going to let you have it for. It's right. Not going to be an indefinite thing. People are upset to find out if they don't have it or they're only not getting what they thought they would get. And it's one of those things that you can spend a little bit more and have the higher coverages there. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to me to go ahead and have the coverage. Now, there may be a situation where you feel you don't need a rental car. Maybe you have four vehicles and there's just one of you.
Right.
You
but if you're at car. Fault and you are actually responsible for the accident and the other person is out of a car, they're going to want a rental car.
Well, that's like your liability covers that.
Right.
So that has nothing to do with real car coverage on your policy. That has
no,
to do with liability.
But I'm just saying it does. There is, you have to have a rental car to have the actual. People think it's they go rent a vehicle on vacation. That's not necessarily.
Are you talking about like when you rent a car?
Right.
What their surprise is, even if you rent a car and even if you've been hit by somebody that is at fault in an accident. And I'm not a claims adjuster. We are an agent, but the real car coverage is not going to cover if you damage the rental car.
Right.
And that's why we end up advising our customers to go ahead and buy the damage waiver. It's not an insurance policy, but it's a waiver where it says if you damage their car, they're going to not hold you accountable for that, and they're going to fix it on their dime, not your dime.
Right.
But that's a big one.
Yeah, plus the other thing people don't realize when they're actually renting a car, that if you don't sign the waiver, it comes back on your insurance policy. The other issue about that is that there's loss of use for that time that they can't rent the vehicle.
We had a whole show on that.
Yeah, that's really
so,
a big,
so that's one to watch out
issue.
For. But I think specifically, you know, if you cause an accident, be sure that you have real car coverage on your policy.
Right.
And I would advise to have a higher limit. You don't want the minimum, which is $15.
Right.
You know, that's not going to do anything. Another one people are upset about. Okay, this is one. This we're at the top of my list here, and this is something you wouldn't think is a coverage. People are upset about an agent that does things the right way. Mm-hmm. How many times have we lost a customer because we're doing it the right way, and then you can always find somebody else that will do it the wrong way.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Particularly on a housing situation where a house may be vacant.
Right.
A lot of times we see people that we know are getting some kind of homeowner's policy or policy doesn't qualify for the house. Now, there may be a back end of that where an inspector comes out and finds out it's vacant and the house is being canceled.
Or people are for sale, too. That's another big one, too.
Yeah. So that's – I know we've lost business over that by not willing to – compromise how the rules are, because we do that, then you can go into a situation where a claim may not be covered, or you're going to have to go through questions about a claim. Backup of water and drains. That's another one that people get mad about. So we try to do things the right way. We're in a business that is a tough one. The image of our business can be good in some people, but some people have had a bad experience or think they've had a bad experience without understanding what insurance companies do and don't cover.
Right.
Just as a side note, we are not an insurance company.
Right.
We work for the customer. We're independent. We independently operate as a liaison between our customers and the insurance company.
All carriers do things differently, too.
All right.
So keep that in mind.
So we are finished today's show, and we hope everybody is getting their Christmas shopping done. Again, I am Mark Moore, my wife Kathy Moore, and we are broadcasting on Talk of the Mountains on our show, Peace of Mind.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.